Welcome to the Barbells and Dads podcast, a podcast for men with a modern approach to topics such as training, dealing with divorce, and fatherhood. My goal is to bring lessons from the weight room straight to the living room. Hi, I'm your host, Nate Hoffmeister. I know the feeling a man goes through when he's faced with uncertain times, whether this be a change in finances, struggle with internal issues, or how to handle a divorce and raising kids. You know, I was one of these people, and I realized quickly that there was not many resources for men like me. I thought, imagine creating a place where I could share my story, my ups and downs, and a place where I could peel back the walls and be vulnerable, and through this, hopefully help men in similar situations. My goal is to use real situations that I've encountered and use lessons I've learned along the way in training athletes and try to bridge the gap between the two. In the end, I hope men can hear my story, my thoughts, my struggles, and be able to hopefully navigate these pitfalls smoother than I did. I am excited to bring you into my life as a dad, strength coach, and a man. Hey everyone, I am your host, Nate Hoffmeister. I am super excited to be able to get this podcast finally out there. This has been a long time coming for myself. And first, before we get started, I just want to thank several of my mentors and friends who have continued to just push me to get this out and so people can hear my story and have hopefully be able to help people along the way. You're probably wondering again who I am. I am a strength coach. I am an athletic director. And most importantly, I am a dad. I have two little girls, 11 and 9, and one of them is biologically mine, and the other one, me and my ex-wife, we adopted her when she was 6 days old. She is a drug baby, so I've been able to walk that. So from a parent standpoint, I've been able to experience things that most people don't and have those struggles and also try to figure out how to navigate those. My situation, I've been divorced for 7+ years. What really kind of got this going for me is that when I went through my divorce, there was really no resources or outlets for men that I found. So as I kind of navigated life and saw the pitfalls and the struggles, it just kind of made me think, hey, I'd love to be able to share something with men and hopefully help them along the way. About 3.5 years ago, I got the opportunity to go into prison and start helping and guiding men there. So I go in every Sunday and then sometimes throughout the week, depending on if, you know, what the schedule allows. But there, I just get to love on guys and I get to spread the love of Jesus. Yes, I am a Christian and you'll hear some of that in this podcast, but this is not me. This isn't for me to be a pastor or deliver sermons. I will share on my experience of how me being a Christian has helped me navigate my life and get me out of some really dark situations, but I get it. It's not for everyone. So I just want to throw that up front that this is not me preaching at you. It's just me sharing my story. I love helping men. That's really kind of where this is, where it's grown to. So my opportunity to come in on Sundays and be with those guys, you know, those are guys that I feel like, you know, have a label. The world kind of looks at them a little different, but I also feel that way about sometimes divorced parents and single dads. And, you know, and that's not always the case. So at the end of the day, we're all human. We're all people, and I feel like we all should be loved and respected no matter what situations we've encountered along the way. So that's the real purpose of this is to be able to share a story, share life, and just again try to help as many people as possible along the way. You know, like I said, there's no real resources for dads or divorced dads. So, you know, what I bring to the table is real life experience of a failed marriage. I would assume that some of the people that are listening to this podcast or going to listen to this podcast are coaches. And I can tell you exactly how I feel like helped my marriage fail as being a coach. I can shed light on how coaching was difficult as a single dad. And I can share struggles and victories along the way of things that happened, from some really funny stories about the dating world and how hard that is as an adult and as a parent, to also victories that I was been able to overcome certain demons and how I hope to be able to do the same for you. From a professional standpoint, I'm a strength coach. Don't do it as much anymore, but 15+ years in the strength coach world, been able to train a lot of high school, college, and pro athletes. So there's some validation there of what I've done. And so I'm hoping to be able to bridge the gap between being a dad and a coach, and then from being a dad to a coach. And what lessons have I learned in the weight room that might have helped me become a better dad. My goal is to have some podcasts where it's just me talking open and honest with you about life and my situation and my walk, but also bring in other people that are coaches and dads and ask them questions about how being a parent or being a dad and how training athletes or being a coach, how do they correlate with each other? Finally, you know, my last thing is this. I want to be able to bring truth, honesty, and vulnerability to this podcast to where men listen to it and they can identify with the things that I talk about or that we talk about and see themselves in those same situations. And I hope to also be able to bring an opportunity for them to be able to take what we talk about and be able to apply it to their life, whether it be from a parent standpoint or if it's from the weight room. You know, I think one of the things that we're facing with right now is that men don't like to be vulnerable or transparent. There's still that old school feel of, I just have to be tough and rugged. And I think it, to some degree, that's still okay. But I think also that is a toxic trait right now. And that's just my opinion. But I think the thing that, you know, I remember reading a study that one of the things that men crave the most is words of affirmation. And I do believe it's kind of hard still for men to give that to each other. But as I've gotten older and I've been around some really good men and walked with them and same vice versa, they walked with me, you kind of be able to see that how important that really is. And speaking on that, you know, one of the goals of this podcast is to build a community of men, a community of strong dads, dialed in dads, you know, being able to lock in and know our role and how important that is as a father and how important that is as a coach and also as a mate. Because I can tell you, I ran the gamut of a lot of these things. And there's a lot of things I'm not proud of. So when you hear me talk about some things, it's not to brag. It's not to boast in of failure and that it's okay. It's just that it's real life. And I know if I'm facing it, that there's probably at least 10 to 100 other men who are facing the same thing. And how hard divorce really is and how hard it is on you personally and how hard it is on you professionally, how hard it is on family, just all of it. So I'm excited for what's to come. I'm excited to be able to finally get enough courage to say, you know what, screw this. I don't care what anybody says. This is needed. And we'll just see where this journey goes. So, and you know, there's going to be some tough things that we're probably going to talk about. There's going to be some hard subjects. But at the end of the day, you know, I always want to be able to end it on a positive note, something funny. You'll learn about me probably along the way that anytime I get into a weird situation to where it gets real serious, I tend to always like to make jokes and make it lighthearted. Life's hard enough. There's no reason why all our conversations have to be hard. So my goal is to always have a dad joke of the week, either if it's myself bringing it or somebody else. So with that, again, I appreciate you guys wanting to tune in. I appreciate you wanting to be part of this. I can't wait to see where this journey takes all of us as men. And, you know, the one thing I always tell my guys at prison before I leave is that I'm proud of you because I think it's one thing that we as men don't hear the most. And, you know, I love you. So if there's anything you ever need, please reach out. I'm excited to start this journey. So with that, the dad joke of the week is, what state has the smallest drink? Minnesota. Thank you for joining me today. Look forward to what the future holds. Until then, proud of you and love you guys.